That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Laura is now a tropical storm making its way through Arkansas after slamming Louisiana with hurricane-force winds of 150 miles an hour. The system hit the area around Lake Charles, Louisiana early this morning, shearing off roofs and killing four people, all of them losing their lives when trees fell into their homes. At a news conference, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says today is all about search and rescue.
Today is about saving lives, moving people out of their homes if their homes are no longer safe and habitable, making sure that we get them taken care of. And what that means in this COVID environment is getting them into a non-congregate shelter just as soon as possible.
More than 875,000 people are without power. Not long after daybreak gave the first glimpse of the destruction, a massive plume of smoke visible for miles began rising from a chemical plant. Police say the leak was at a facility run by Biolab, which manufactures chemicals used in household cleaners and chlorine powder for pools. Tonight at the Republican National Convention, President Trump accepts his party's presidential nomination with a speech from the White House South Lawn.
After 3.5 years in office, the president is set to make the case for another term. He not only faces a challenger in Joe Biden, but also the headwinds of a health and economic crisis, racial unrest, and today, a major hurricane hitting the U.S. Mr. Trump is expected to warn that Biden will take the country in the wrong direction, while arguing he's best suited to rebuild the economy.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Arson is suspected as the cause of a July 12th fire that left extensive damage to the USS Bonhomme Richard docked off San Diego, and a U.S. Navy sailor was being questioned as a potential suspect, according to defense officials. On Wall Street, the Dow by 160 points, the NASDAQ dropped 40, the S&P 500 up by 6. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Factor pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, HomeAdvisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on HomeAdvisor. So get the HomeAdvisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home air conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com.
This summer is hot. This year, if you're replacing your air conditioner, upgrade to a high-efficiency two-stage system. More power when you need it, and energy-saving mode to lower that power bill.
Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated, and your home for free second pricing. An A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and Contractors Board. Call Danny today, 702-878-8367.
702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com.
License number 51994.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law. I'm Jim Dallas. The state gaming win numbers are improving, but are still down when compared to the same time last year. Statewide casinos won nearly $757 million last month. That's down more than 26% from the previous year. The Nevada Gaming Control Board says the Las Vegas Strip was down more than 39%. Downtown was off by 21%. Floyd County's total win was down just shy of 29%. Las Vegas' unemployment rate continues to drop, while job growth has slowed. 16.4% of Las Vegas' workforce was jobless in July, with the Valley adding some 12,000 new jobs since June. State employment officials say July's numbers suggest a slower growth rate since Nevada's reopening in May and in June. Clark County, with state and federal help, plans to administer up to 60,000 COVID-19 tests over the next 2 weeks. The new Stop, Swab, and Go program will offer free drive-through and self-performed nasal swab testing between Monday and September 18th. The testing will happen at three locations. That's Fiesta Henderson, Texas Station, and Sam Boyd Stadium. Appointments are not needed, but are strongly encouraged. You can sign up online at doineedacovid19test.com.
KMCQ on-time traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Look out for a crash. It's consuming the left lane, 215 westbound at Green Valley. And you're really backed up there for about a mile or so past Valley Verde there on 215 West. Also slow flows on Interstate 15 North at Hacienda and the 515 West at Pecos.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Kevin Wall with you for a Thursday. This is the night that the president makes his acceptance speech. He'll do it on the south lawn of the White House. Adam Laxalt will be there, our former attorney general. He'll be on the south lawn of the White House. He's going to join us coming up about an hour from now. Also, Evan Sayet will join us a little bit later on, the conservative comedian and author. The book is The Woke Supremacy, an Anti-Socialist Manifesto. Our first guest, though, very excited to have her on. I saw her at the convention, and she was absolutely spellbinding. She's an advisory board member, a Trump 2020 campaign worker, and she spoke at the RNC convention. She is Natalie Harp, and she joins us. Natalie, how are you doing? Thanks so much for taking some time out of a busy convention schedule. Really appreciate it.
Hey, Kevin. Great to be with you guys today on the last night of this magnificent convention. I mean, what a week. I mean, this is America. This is the America that we love and the people that have been saved and their lives changed forever thanks to the president's policies.
I know that you were part of the Great American Story night at the convention, and I got to tell you, your story is spellbinding. It really honestly is. It is your contention that without the right to try legislation from the President of the United States, you probably would not be around. You would probably be dead. Am I right?
That's correct. I mean, it's a Great American Story because Donald Trump is in it. I mean, if he hadn't entered my story, I wouldn't be talking to you today. Because when I, you know, got cancer, I failed the different chemotherapies that were on the market. I wasn't able to get into clinical trials, and so I really had no options rather than die waiting, you know, for the cures to be approved. So when the president signed Right to Try, that gave me the opportunity to try experimental medications rather than wait for them to be approved. And everybody sees that now, you know, with coronavirus, convalescent plasma. I mean, what the president has done there in terms of getting cures and treatments to people ASAP who don't have the luxury of time to wait or tough it out and see if they're going to be lucky and survive or not.
And Natalie, you as a cancer survivor, you've battled bone cancer, I think, most of your adult life. How have you dealt with this on a day-to-day basis? Is this something that has haunted you and your life over the years?
Well, I survived a medical error about 5 years ago, and then that's when I was diagnosed with this cancer and fighting it. But yeah, I mean, it's like people are giving up on you. I mean, I'm from California, and the different, you know, Democrats here, their only solutions really for health care, look at socialized medicine. What it really is rationing care away from the most vulnerable to the most viable. And I really fell victim to that in California, where when you run out of options, all the options the Democrats really have to give you are marijuana, opioids, or, you know, they call it the right to die with dignity, which is assisted suicide, whether by a pill or by starving yourself to death. So, you know, when you want to fight for your life and those are like the only options you're given, you're just like, wait a second, I thought this was America. I thought this was a land where we were all given the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But the Democrats don't believe in that. I mean, socialized medicine, that's what it is. I mean, you're going to be waiting months or years to see a doctor. I mean, and even if you see a doctor, it's the government, it's the bureaucrat in D.C. deciding whether or not they're going to approve the treatment that you want because they're paying for it. So this really could be the last election that we have to vote on health care. Same with energy. I mean, think about it. If Joe Biden were to win, I mean, the energy industry is going to be completely obliterated. I mean, they want to take control of everything. That's what the Democrats stand for. They want control. It's centralized in D.C. telling you whether or not you can go, your kids can go to school, whether or not you can go to the office, whether you can go to church, whether or not you can defend yourself in your own home. I mean, the stories we've heard this week from everyday Americans, I mean, even when you talk about Nick Sandman, I mean, here's a young man who can't even have the freedom of speech without being attacked and vilified and threatened for his very life. So these are the stories of Americans who have lived in liberal policies, and that's what the Democrats want to make every one of our stories versus the America that the president has fought for the last 4 years, giving people back their lives, quality of life, bringing back our jobs, bringing back even drug manufacturing, which has been abroad for so long, and really fighting for America first versus, you know, Joe Biden, who's Beijing Biden.
Natalie, tell me what the experience of being an actual speaker at a political convention. I know you've been around this. You've been very much an activist for your cause. But I'm curious what it was like to actually be front and center at this amazing convention.
Well, it really, you know, Donald Trump really is the people's president. And so it really felt like a people's convention. I mean, I wasn't that interested in politics. 4 years ago, I mean, until Donald Trump, I could care less about politics. In California, it's kind of predetermined for you whether or not you vote or not. But the president really has brought it back to, like, you know, even if you're a silent majority, we're the majority. I mean, our voice matters. Our vote matters. It doesn't matter what people tell you if the system's too rigged or you're too forgotten. The president has fought for us. I mean, in his inaugural address, he was talking about this is a time when we're going to return power to the people. And I think that's the contrast that you see this week versus last week, where you have Hollywood elites, you have these career politicians. I mean, when you look at the average age even last week of these people that have been in government for decades who are promising that they're going to bring all this change, and it's just like, but you've been there for 50 years. Like, why haven't you done anything? Versus now you have people rising up for the president and his policies saying, this is our country. I mean, this was supposed to be all about we the people, not about the politicians. And that's really what we've seen every night of the convention this week. The president really has returned power to the people and lets our voice stand out and say, you know what, this is our country, we're proud to be Americans, and we want 4 more years of Donald Trump.
Again, Natalie Harp joining us, Trump 2020 campaign advisory board member. I did not know your story before your speech. Has your social media footprint been enlarged a little bit? Has it blown up yet?
Well, you know how it is. There's a lot of hate, but there's a lot more love out there. So it's great to hear other stories of, you know, formerly forgotten Americans who are like, yeah, you know, as tough as this year has been, we remember what it was like in Joe Biden's America, when it was what it felt like to be forgotten, to be called deplorable, to be called, I mean, they call us still racist and everything that they've garbage and trash. And it's just like, we remember what that was like. And the president has called us proud Americans, and he's fought for us every step of the way. So it's just a joy to be a part of this movement that we're all a part of, even though we can't be together in person. You feel the spirit, you feel the energy, and the enthusiasm is behind 4 more years.
Did you get negative social media?
Yeah, they're always there, right? There's trolls all everywhere, but it's fine. Hey, the president, you know, people hate the president because they hate us. You know, he's just in the way. So it's out there, but you know what? We're making a difference. The people are making a difference. And I mean, what an inspiration to see people like Nick Sandman, the McCleskeys, like people that are actually out there fighting. It's like they're vilified, but the majority is behind them. And it's not to be intimidated by the radical left. Yeah, some people are censored and they try to get you to lose your job and all these different things. But we're the majority. This is our country, and it's worth fighting for because so much is at stake in this election. It really is. Do we want to keep America, as Laura Trump was saying last night, or do we want to lose it forever to the radical left?
Just so I understand, though, you had negative social media stuff following your speech. How could anybody say anything bad about your personal compelling story that A, is riveting, and you're around because of this right to try legislation? I mean, how could anybody speak badly of that?
It's amazing, isn't it? It just shows how much they hate the president and they hate us. But it's like, I think this week, too, it's like we've been able to show the heart of our president, which the media never wants to show. They want to focus on whatever they want to do in this characterization of him, which couldn't be further from the truth. So this week, we've all been sharing our stories, how the president has entered our stories and shown such heart, compassion, and empathy. And really, I mean, that's why he got into this. He did give up his wonderful life for all of us. I mean, he was living his American dream, but he put it aside because he said, you know, he couldn't look the other way as our jobs were getting sold out to other countries, when people were being killed by illegal immigrants. It's like he couldn't look the other way. And it was his heart that motivated him to run for politics. And he's fought for us so hard for the last 4 years. So now it's our turn to fight for him.
Let me have you put your Trump 2020 campaign hat on, your advisory board member hat. What do you expect tonight from the president in this acceptance speech?
Well, it's going to be more about greatness. You know, this is the land of greatness. We all lived in this land of greatness for 3 years. We saw how quickly he made America great again. I mean, things that we thought were impossible 4 years ago, he did it. He delivered on his promises made, his promises kept. I mean, Joe Biden was promises made, promises broken for decades. So the president will be talking about his accomplishments that is in our lives for the last 4 years, but also his plans for the next 4 years. And when you talk about everything that he wants to do for health care, I mean, price transparency is going to kick in the first of the year. It's like all these different things, infrastructure, finishing building the wall. I mean, all bringing back our drug manufacturing from other countries. It's like this is our time to solidify the accomplishments that he's made in the last 4 years. In the next 4 years, we've got to win back the House so that we can actually get stuff done other than the Democrats just trying to resist and investigate the president. Let's get to work for the American people, and that's what the president's going to talk about tonight, because with him, he talks, but then he acts, and that's what's the first thing we've ever seen before in someone who's – he's not really a politician still – but it's like he's not all talk, no action like these other people. He's all action. And we've all witnessed it over the last 4 years. So just get ready for the next four.
How much have you had a chance to interact with the president? Have you had a chance to meet him and talk with him? People that I know that didn't know him are just blown away by how genuinely nice the president is.
Yes, he's so down to earth. He's so personable. He truly cares about each of us. And I think everyone feels that. I mean, even in the rallies, even though it's a big group of people, you feel like he's talking to you because he is. I mean, that's why he got into this. He truly loves to connect with the American people one-on-one, hear our stories, and try to make a difference in our stories. He can't stand injustice or people that have been forgotten. He wants to make a difference for us. He wants to make America great again. He did it once. He's going to do it again. He's fighting for America. I mean, we could lose America forever if he wasn't running this time. Can you even imagine what they want to do? They want to turn us into Venezuela with Bernie Sanders and AOC running the ticket. It's like they only care about power. The president, truly, what motivates him is people. He has such heart, and the media will never show it. But those of us who know him know he's doing this because he truly loves America, and he loves the American people.
And Natalie, for the folks that want to follow up on your story, are you in remission or is it gone? Do you have to get checked every 6 months or every year? What's the deal with your health? People want to know.
As I like to say, I'm living with cancer and I'm not dying from it anymore. And that really, it's a miracle. The odds were definitely against me, but President Trump shows me, you know what? If there's odds, that you, they're just there so you can beat them. So I'm beating them, and fighting every step of the way and thankful for the president. Every day is a gift that I'm alive because I shouldn't be. So that's all thanks to him.
Well, our prayers go out to you. Thank you so much for sharing your story with the nation and the world. Really appreciate you having a slot for us this afternoon. Really appreciate it. Enjoy tonight. It's going to be fun. Are you going to be at the president's speech?
I'll be tuning in with the rest of you. It's going to be absolutely magnificent.
We'll enjoy it together. Natalie, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Great to be with you, Kevin.
There you have it, Natalie Harp. She is the Trump 2020 Campaign Advisory Board member who has battled stage 2 bone cancer. And has battled it for most of her life. It's incredible. She says she would not be here today if not for the president's right to try legislation. And the president, when you go back through the clips, the president said, you know, I kept saying, you know, why can't we let these people try this stuff? You know, why should we stand in the way of a possible miracle cure? Good point. Can't disagree with them. More coming up. Tonight, of course, the president speaks, the acceptance speech. It's going to be big. Will there be some surprises? My guess is there probably will. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today. At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Uh-oh. It's summer, and there you are with an unsightly fungal infection on your fingers and toes. Embarrassing, isn't it? What will they think? What will they think? Well, now you can say bye-bye to that problem. Bye-bye Fungus is a breakthrough treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye-bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish, and above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. At the rock-bottom price of only $39.98, now is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say bye-bye, fungus. Hello, sandals.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds, and always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, we'll let you hear from Sir Charles Barkley. The round mound of rebound, who's now an analyst for TNT and talks about NBA. And I'm just going to tell you, more Major League Baseball teams are postponed today. It's just incredible. Want you to know that a peaceful protest is going to go on coming up this afternoon, a little later this afternoon, about 5:30 at the CCSD. Administrative Center. That's 5100 West Sahara. If you're not happy with the way this school district is trying to educate your child, if you want school choice, I mean true school choice, like the ESL, the education savings accounts, where the money goes with the child, then you need to be there. That's at 5100 West Sahara Avenue, and it's at 5:30 today. The protest will begin at 7:30, will end around 7 o'clock. By the way, our buddy Scott Hammond, state senator, will be the main event speaker to emphasize why in-person learning is essential. He'll be followed by a host of other speakers. But if you look at the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Center for Disease Control, they have both recommended in-person learning, okay? And this is sponsored by Power to Parent, the organization. We've had Erin Phillips on here, 100 times maybe? She's a delightful person and a mom, and she gets it. She understands what this whole thing is about. But I'm going to tell you something. I am absolutely blown away by how bad this thing is developing. We had Canvas, one of the platforms they use, that just crashed on Monday, the first day of school. There was no dry run. I keep asking myself, why didn't they have a dry run last week? Where they got all the parents together and all the kids together and said, we're going to do an hour just to see if the damn thing works. And if it doesn't work, we have the weekend to fix it. To where on Monday, we could get started. But what happened was a lot different than that. This is, you know, if the Clark County School District was a business and it was being run this way, it would be out of business. I mean, that's the sorry thing. The only good thing is It's a public entity. You know? It's the government. And it's at the neighborhood level. And they have so far in the 2020-2021 school year, it has been a miserable failure. Now the question is, what happens 6 weeks from now when we try and figure out if any of our kids actually learned anything? Did any of our kids actually learn in these first 3 days of the week of this school year? Don't know. It's not looking very good. I'll just put it that way. Coming up.